Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. I'm glad you're here. Dr. Carol Adelman is with us, ladies and gentlemen. Carol is director for the Center for Global Prosperity, and she is headquartered in Washington, D.C. She has spent most of her career working with charitable giving, working with benevolence, studying the concept of benevolence, working with international organizations on how countries who are developed can help countries who are developing. And she's been studying this whole issue quite a long time, and she's come up with a report that she's determined, some information she's determined, and I've asked her to join us to talk to us about that, because as you know, I have some thoughts on these things. Carol Adelman, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Jim. Glad to be here.
It's good to have you here. Tell us a little bit about the work that you've been doing.
Well, I started looking at this whole issue of just how generous Americans were when early on in the 1990s, and some leaders and some foreign officials were saying that America was stingy. And the reason they were saying that was because there was one measure that was being used, and that was our government aid as a percent of our gross national income.
How much was the government giving, not individuals?
Correct.
Which is the way, which interestingly, correct me if I'm wrong, Carol, which is the way almost every other index around the world is based on, not on the populace, but on the government's percentage of GDP.
That's true. This has been the traditional, you know, country generosity measure. And I stopped and thought, you know, I've been in this field, I've worked overseas, I've lived in Africa. I thought, you know, this doesn't sound right. I knew of all the individuals, churches and small charities,
right,
large charities going over and doing work. And then I looked around to see if there were any measures, and nobody was measuring it. So when we started doing this, what we found was that philanthropy actually exceeded our government aid. And when I'm saying philanthropy, I'm talking about what foundations give, what corporations give, and what individuals give.
How about churches?
And churches.
Churches and synagogues and other religious organizations.
Absolutely.
I mean, let me tell you something. I have sat in more than one church meeting, business meeting, where money was committed by that congregation to be given to some form of help to a developing area.
Yeah, and you know, it's
that happens in thousands of church board meetings and other, I'm using church as a broad term here, religious board meetings, so to speak, congregational board meetings maybe would be a better term to use to be more broad.
We measure
but that
all,
happens
all
thousands of times across the country every year.
Mm-hmm. And it's not just the money they're giving, Jim. It's their volunteer time as well.
Yes,
which
absolutely
isn't even counted in when we do our
all the times we go to Honduras and other places to build houses, to work on hospitals, etc. How many people do we both know, and how many people listening? How many people do you know? Maybe you've been one who's gone to these countries and has spent a week of your own time at your own expense helping to build something, paint a wall or put up a building or something like that.
Well, the survey that we did, and we worked with the University of Notre Dame Center for Study of Religion and Society, we did the first ever national random sample on church giving, and we found out that religious organizations, that's churches, synagogues, mosques, whatever, are giving $8.6 billion to the developing world every year.
Hmm.
And our official government aid is 21.8, so you can see that churches are a little less than half than
right
our government aid, just
right
by themselves.
Mm-hmm. Right. Not counting individuals, not
correct
counting foundations, et cetera.
Right, or corporate yep philanthropy or what right. our universities and colleges give in scholarships mm-hmm. and stipends to students from developing countries.
Tens of thousands of those examples.
Exactly.
And you know, you mentioned corporations. You know, nobody likes globalization, and I say nobody. A lot of people don't like globalization. They don't like it when corporations, you know, put work in other parts of the country and other parts of the world. But when they do that, most of these corporations become good corporate citizens in those communities. And that's what you were mentioning a minute ago, Carol. While they're there, as they're stationed there, as they're operating there, they typically are asked and typically give to the communities that they're in.
Oh, that's true. And they're not just only doing employee health programs and schooling, but they're, helping start microfinance enterprises
right.
for people who aren't even working in the company.
Right.
Or
right.
what's exciting is they're using American-type techniques, American-born techniques of allowing their employees to volunteer, or if their employees want to give a donation to a local
right.
charity, the
right.
company will match. And that's what's exciting, Jim. We're seeing this spread of American-led innovations in philanthropy
right.
Starting throughout the world. So I'm very hopeful about
that. And see, this is critical mass that is completely off the radar screen of the media. It's completely off the radar screen of the geopolitics that's going on all the time. And you know, this came very much to light. This attitude about American giving came very much to light. What was it in 2004 when the tsunami hit Southeastern Asia, and killed all those people? And after a couple of months, Carol, you remember when the Europeans, I think, kind of took America to task, because as a percentage of GDP, as you said a minute ago, the country, the nation of America, of the United States, our government had not given as much per GDP as other countries, but they weren't taking into consideration what you well know, and that is how much the entire United States was giving, including all of our citizens and all of our private organizations.
Oh, absolutely, and that far exceeded our the government aid.
And so in toto, from the United States, we blew the rest of the world out of the water in that case.
That's right. That's right. And I have to tell you though, I want to say that even though our philanthropy far exceeds other countries. I mean, that's been an American tradition since the time of Alexis de Tocqueville, when he came
right.
here in the 1830s and
right.
and called our NGOs or our charities intermediary institutions.
Mm-hmm.
He said, this is the way America works. And
right.
so we give abroad the way we give here. We like to go people to people direct through the private group.
We do that. I'm a Rotarian. My Rotary Club has done this many times.
Oh, and Rotary has done a phenomenal job.
And they don't get the credit in the press that they deserve. Rotary
well,
doesn't.
You're changing that, Jim.
Quick break, 20 after, and you are too. Carol Edelman and I will be right back. We're going to talk about technology and how that helps. Stay with us. We're back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Thank you for checking it out. You got 5 seconds, 1 minute, 3 minutes, 15 minutes. We've got something that will help you. You can watch, you can listen to, you can read, you can ask a question, you can check out our Brain Trust members. Check out my blog while you're there. Just be sure to subscribe to my free newsletter and lots of other things that you can do there. Hope you'll check it out. And if you want to follow me on Twitter, we post a lot of the things that we do here every day on Twitter, just to give you a link to some of those things. So if you'd like for us to follow you home, and you're allowing people to do that by Twitter, you can do that. I'm at twitter.com/JimBlasingame or at Jim Blasingame. Dr. Carol Edelman is our guest, ladies and gentlemen, director of the Center for Global Prosperity. Carol, give us your website and tell us a little bit about your company, your organization.
Well, thank you. Our website is
www.global-prosperity.org.
Global-prosperity.org.
When's your book coming out?
Well, our new index for 2009 has just come out, so it's available for a free download. You can buy it too if you like the hard copy. But
can we post that on our website?
Oh, we'd be delighted, Jim. That'd be wonderful.
We'll try to get that done. Now, so if somebody wanted to be part of your organization, how would they do that?
Well, they can go to our website and they can read our index, and if they want, you know, donate to publishing our index,
right?
Or buy the index, and just, you know, share in the information, the good news that we're trying to spread throughout the world about American generosity.
I mentioned Twitter a minute ago, and you've got something, you've got some exciting technology information to share with us. You're excited about how technology can help all of us do a better job of contributing to people who have less in the world.
Well, I really believe with technology, Jim, that this is not your mother and father's nonprofit world
mm-hmm.
anymore. Because what you just talked about, your own Twitter site, do you know that on Twitter, they now have things called Twistables or Twestables?
I knew this was going to...
How do you pronounce it?
Carol, I knew this was going to get out of hand when they came up with the word Twitter, and they said you can tweet this. I knew this was going to get out of hand.
Well, there was a Twestival, and people could donate
Twestival.
To their favorite cause all the way from Amsterdam to Bangkok, and they raised $250,000 for
wow.
projects throughout the world. And that is that's the whole new thing. We now
wow.
have people. People are text messaging, doing fundraising through text messaging.
Mm-hmm.
There was an organization in Turkey that we write about in this year's index. It's called the Educational Volunteers Foundation, which sent 78,000 text messages, raised $500,000 for their
wow.
cause.
Wow.
So
this is
changing the way foreign aid and all assistance is being delivered.
Right. No question about it. Well, this is good news. And, you know, Carol, one of the things, though, that I'm concerned about is that you remember Adam Smith talking about the invisible hand.
Yep.
And this is a little bit of the invisible hand, but it's also the visible hand, meaning when people who are prosperous, when Americans become prosperous, they become even more generous. And we've proven that over the centuries. But now we're in a situation where some people are trying to make us more like Europe. And for give me one example is that they're talking about reducing the deductibility of some charitable giving. Now, Carol, I don't think that's going to make your index go up in the next couple of years if they actually do that. What do you think?
Well, there's a big concern about this, and I think the good news is that a lot of the Democratic leaders are having trouble with this, and
yes.
the most important ones, the head of the Finance Committee and the head of the Budget Committee on the Senate side. So I'm told that provision has already been stripped out of the Senate side of the bill. So I think that, you know, that is, I hope that is going nowhere.
Well, see, it's a cultural thing, it seems to me, Carol. In Europe, they're taxed to such a great degree. It's unbelievable how they're taxed. And so naturally, they say, hey, I pay my taxes. I give the government my money. And so I expect my government to be benevolent on my behalf in other parts of the world. In America, we expect our government to do that too, but because we don't have the same burdensome tax base, although it's getting worse, even though we don't have that, we are often more prosperous, Americans are giving of their own money, and that's the big deal, the big difference between us and other countries. And Carol, I fear that the more America depends on the government, the less we'll be benevolent as individuals around the world. I'm worried about that kind of devolving.
Well, you're absolutely right about the tax structure, and that is, and that's been shown in studies to be a big incentive. But there's a good news side of this story, Jim, that I'm always looking for the glass half
okay.
full here, and that is that we're seeing with the European governments are bringing in tax deductions. Many of them started off with tax deductions for corporations for giving. Some of them are now bringing in tax deductions for individuals. And even in your countries with the highest tax rates, like in Scandinavia,
mm-hmm.
where we just, in our new index, we started looking at who's giving there, and we're finding at least $500 million is coming out in private donations.
Good.
So, I think that American-led innovations in giving are now beginning to catch on, and you know, a lot of this is happening through cell phones and internet-giving platforms.
Carol, it's not going to be good for the world if America becomes more socialistic. If we move more toward a socialist type of environment like they have in Europe, I don't think the world will benefit from that. And that's my political observation. Hey, Carol, will you come back another day?
I would love to. Thanks, Jim.
good work. I'm proud of what you're doing. Thanks for keeping
Thank
up the good work.
Uh-huh.
Carol Adelman, ladies and gentlemen, Global Center for Global Prosperity. She'll be back, I promise. We'll get her back real soon. Quick break. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.